Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
That primal attachment to a mother and a father is so deep and so God-given that it shapes the identity of a kid.
This is Focus on the Family Minute with Dr. Meg Meeker sharing about the profound influence parents have.
Because they need that parent. They don't need a coach. They don't need a teacher. It's through a mother and father where the child gets their identity, their value, their sense that they're loved. How many 56-year-old men do you know are still trying to prove their worth to their dad?
Huh.
My dad would love it that I've made this amount of money. My dad. So we know as adults it's our parents who really wounded us, but who also shaped the greatness in us, really.
More encouragement from Dr. Meeker at familyminute.org.
Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, brought to you by Frontier Floors and Window Coverings at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-7878 or online at frontierfloors.net.
Now, the rest of the story. Wilmer Stoltz. He was an aviator in the days when aviation was a little frightening and a lot of fun, and enormously popular. Lindbergh's transatlantic solo in 27 was the main reason for all of the excitement. It stimulated the imaginations of the earthbound. It inspired daring in the flyers who would follow in Lindy's prop wash, and thus tantalized was Bill Stoltz. For although he was too late to become the first man to fly the Atlantic alone, the challenge to make that crossing was undiminished for him. And then in the summer of 1928 came the opportunity to meet that challenge. Bill's closest friends, many of them at least, were horrified. Bill must not attempt such a rigorous adventure, they warned, because they thought they knew the rest of the story. That Bill Stoltz was in the middle of another challenge in his life, a struggle he seemed to be losing, a battle with alcoholism. Already Bill was openly downing more than a fifth of brandy a day, and more in secret. And what alarmed people who knew him was the possibility that he would stash booze aboard his plane and start sipping somewhere between here and there over nowhere. It only slightly relieved the apprehension of his friends when Bill announced that he would be taking another man along with him, a crack flight mechanic named Louis Slim Gordon. So it would not be a solo flight after all. Not in the strictest sense. But that didn't matter much to Bill. He would be at the controls from takeoff to landing. It would be his flight, his accomplishment, his dream would come true. The tough part was waiting. Waiting for the weather to clear up in Trepassey Bay, Newfoundland. Each passing day of no-go, Bill grew increasingly restless and increasingly drunk. But when the skies opened on Sunday, June 17, Bill somehow managed to sober up and climb into his plane and stay sober even joyously so, for 20 hours and 40 minutes, just in time to reach Burryport, Wales, with less than 1 hour's fuel remaining in the tank. As Slim Gordon would later attest, from start to finish, Bill Stultz flew brilliantly. Again, Bill Stultz was alone at the controls, flying brilliantly. If only he could just have stayed aloft indefinitely, how happily different his life might have been. But sooner or later, we all come back to Earth, and for Bill Stultz, that was the roughest trip of all. Returning to the United States by ship, ignored by the media despite his accomplishment, Bill, his pride gone again, drank himself into a stupor every day and every night. And less than a year later, he killed himself in a plane crash, apparently unintentionally. So Bill Stultz went out with a bang, yet he died a nobody. Not even his transatlantic flight had won him the acclaim he deserved. For you see, there was a third person aboard during that crossing, a passenger who did not fly. Understand this, not 1 mile of the way did that passenger take the plane's controls. And yet that passenger received all of the attention and robbed Bill Stultz of his hard-earned applause. For in June of 1928, the whole world hailed Amelia Earhart as the first woman ever to fly the Atlantic. And that is so. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL brought to you by the Book Heating and Air, your local reliable heating and air expert. Call 805-423-5119.
238-5775. 238-KPRL. Sound Off continues on KPRL, the North County's number one choice for news, talk, and sports. This is Sound Off on the right choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Sound Off. If you haven't figured it out yet, or if you're just tuning in, my name is not Karen Vealey. I hope not. We were just talking about some things happening in the Paso School District, and I didn't want to confuse anybody with the transgender stuff going on. But we're getting ready. A few weeks ago, I brought in the mayor of Atascadero. We talked all things kind of Atascadero. I tried to get Mayor Hammond in. He couldn't come in, but hopefully in the future we'll twist his arm and get him in here to talk about Paso Robles, because I think there's a lot of good things happening and a lot of things we need to be looking out for, what may be happening, or do we want it, do we not want it. And I mean, literally right now, this is a great time of year to be in Paso. I mean, this weekend is going to be a phenomenal weekend, am I right?
I mean, the past 2 weeks, it's been a great time to be in Paso Robles. Lots of organizations doing lots of stuff. The next 2 weeks are packed. The next few months are packed with great things.
Right. So I think we have Vine Street, which is kind of a separate, I mean, it's in Paso. I don't think it's a City of Paso event, but is it?
It's sponsored by Main Street.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell the difference sometimes, but it will draw thousands and thousands of people, and it is just a wonderful family tradition.
And did they do the lighting last weekend? Or?
We did the lighting last weekend.
And that's just beautiful to go see all season long here.
We did it actually the Friday after Thanksgiving was the lighting. And we sing Christmas carols, and we welcome Mrs. Claus, and she promises to bring Santa Claus. We had Santa Claus come to Centennial Park and then Oak Park. We had our holiday parade last Saturday around the downtown park. Mm-hmm. Again, thousands of people came out to enjoy the parade. We had entries from all over the county, and thousands of people just packed the restaurants and the shops.
Right.
Wonderful event.
And I think, you know, like this weekend when you have, you know, like you just told me it was Saturday. I was thinking it was Friday, which I have a party I'm going to, so I'm, you know, I might be able to make
Eric,
Saturday.
You can go Friday and walk around if you want, but the rest of us are going to show up on Saturday.
I'm busy Friday, so I was glad to hear that it is Saturday, but, you know, going and cruising Vine Street, you know, walking, grab a, you know, some hot cocoa, walk, go see Scrooge. You got Santa Claus. Usually there's a little snow there.
Yes.
And the houses, all the Victorians are really done up. And
there's caroling. There are just so many people out.
And yeah, if you're going to see somebody, you know, it's probably going to be that night because there's a lot of people out. And then I mean, to me, it's one of those nights you go over there, you go into the park and you walk around. Maybe you go get dinner. You kind of, you know, see what stores are. It's a great night just to kind of cruise around downtown and see Vine Street in all its glory.
And it's all walkable.
Right.
If you haven't been downtown to walk the city park to see it lit up, and then just go up a block or two to Vine Street and walk a few blocks. And just see all of the homes that are decorated. It is a sight to see.
So we're going to get going on a lot of things. I just want to remind people the phone lines are open. So if you have a question about PASA.
Before we go too far off, we also then on Sunday night back in the downtown park, we'll celebrate Hanukkah with the lighting of the menorah.
Oh, nice. Where's that at?
Downtown City Park.
Okay.
At 4:30. And then the Chamber of Commerce.
Is that in the gazebo, or where is it at?
It's towards the gazebo, yes.
Okay.
And it's kind of take over. They have a gilt drop towards the south end of the park, and then they have latkes and chicken soup, of course.
Oh, nice.
It's a great time.
Yeah, and there's this time of year, and I'm sure this was a few weeks ago, but during there's a lot that goes on in Paso in December around the city park. And you know, you had the lighting a lot of times. I think the same weekend of the lighting, you have the hospice tree lighting, I'm sure around that same point. There's just a lot of different little events that's for everybody.
The Chamber will have their mixer out at the Anderson, which is not quite downtown City Park, but that I think takes place on February 28th. February 28th is out at Rava, and that's okay. their big gala. So if you haven't got your tickets yet for that, make sure you get those.
All right.
They're going fast.
So real quick, if you want to call in, you have any questions, we're going to go over as many things as we can. Chris came prepared. So just give you that number, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. You can text to that number. I didn't get the one person's text the last with Randall, the last segment. I apologize for that, but it ended really fast. We didn't get to everything we wanted to, but feel free to call in, feel free to text in. We'll get to your questions or comments.
We have a light agenda for Tuesday night. It's only 870 pages. We have a couple of folks I'd like to recognize, if that's possible. Do you have a call?
We do have a call. Thank you for calling in. You are on air. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a question for Chris. If the city is going to donate to this new water board from the water fund, how is the city getting authorization to do that?
Well, we're going to have a meeting. We've asked to have a meeting, I think... citizens have asked to have a meeting. I've asked to have a meeting, and we did. Mayor Hammond brought it up at the last city council meeting, and I believe that's going to be agendized. It's not on the 16th meeting, but I think in the new year we'll see a meeting, and we'll have a public meeting by. We'll break out of our regular city council meeting, and we'll have a water meeting. The city council.
I'll be there, Chris. Hey, you're doing a great job.
Thanks, Dill.
And thanks for calling in. So, yeah, there's the one thing you can always kind of hijack us, get your questions answered, but where were we here?
I want to just recognize a couple of city employees that have been with us. We're going to have a proclamation for three people on Tuesday night, the first being Deputy Fire Chief Randy Harris. Randy is retiring after 35 years of dedicated
service. So he started in the 90s, I guess, huh? Mid-90s?
I've got that sixth grade mask. Yeah. I've known Randy since
maybe
I moved
early
here.
90s, huh? Or maybe late 80s.
He has just been He just always has a smile on his face. You know, it's positive force. The other gentleman, this time from the police department, Commander Todd Reiner, for 32 years of service in Paso Robles. And then finally, after 25 years of service, our wastewater treatment, one of our plant operators, Richard Almendarez, 25 years. So if you know those gentlemen, come out to our city council meeting and say thank you.
Yeah, for sure. And that's kind of hard to replace when people have that much experience. I've seen you. If you look from the 80s and 90s till now, how Paso Robles has changed, and to have that knowledge, it's probably a kind of sad day to lose people with those skill sets.
I was at a meeting on Monday. We have almost a full contingent of police officers. We're about three short. We have three going through the academy right now. And I think we're about three short on the fire department. So really soon we will be at full staff. We're also discussing what, there's a rather lengthy study that went on for both the fire department and another one for the police department. City Council will be discussing what we need to do to expand services so that we can be completely, fully compliant from a state perspective. There's some work that we need to do, and we're gonna have to figure out how to get that paid for.
Oh yeah, and that's kind of an ever-changing, ever-present kind of thing you have to do, because every year they bring up new standards, etc. You probably have staff that's what their job is to do, just to look at.
It's always evolving, but we have good people to make that happen. Another thing that we're going to be talking about, and I mentioned this especially for Kevin Will, we have
that way we need a build up to that. Are you listening, Kevin?
A little drum roll.
You can text in, Kevin. We'll be waiting for it.
We also have to review our speed limits every so often.
And they're going down.
How did you guess that? Yeah, not just on Spring Street this time, but we're going to be dropping if we approve this. On Niblick Road to Charlet Road, on 1st to 24th, on Vine Street from 1st to 24th Street, on Sherwood from Fontana to Lanay, and then throughout. But they'll be dropping, in most cases, down to 25 miles an hour.
Yes, and some of those streets don't make sense to me. You look at Niblick and Charlet, I don't really understand that.
It's on South River Road.
From
South River,
but it's pretty wide open right there until you get to the stoplight.
Well, right now, it's going from 40 miles an hour currently. It'll drop to 35.
Okay.
So not quite as drastic to 25.
But all right.
Yeah. There are some state standards, and we have to abide by those.
So. All right. So now, Kevin, you have something to talk about in the morning?
Yeah, it's not just Spring Street anymore. We have a rather lengthy street closure over on Scott Street by Sherwood. There's a sewer line that needs to be replaced. That's going to be closed.
By Scott, you said?
By Scott. Scott Street itself.
Yeah, okay.
From Creston past the senior center. That'll be closed.
It's not too bad.
December 15th through January 30th.
Okay.
No, there are detours available for that.
For sure.
Okay. We've been working. That Parks and Rec Advisory Committee has been reviewing design work for the Larry Moore Park.
Larry Moore.
That's over.
That name sounds a little familiar to me. I know that name. Why do I know it?
That park has been there for years. It's over off South River Road, Bridgegate, behind Walmart.
Oh, down by the river?
Down by the river.
Okay. I thought that was county for some reason, but okay. Yeah.
No, that was dedicated by Larry Moore to the city.
Okay.
There was an HOA that was supposed to take care of it, and then that event.
I remember when that went in, it was a controversy.
There was.
Because it's in a flood zone, and people are like, you're going to put a park in a flood zone?
Guess what? It's still in a flood zone.
Yeah. And it's done pretty well down there, I have to say. Has. And that was the early 90s that happened, I believe, probably like 91, 1990, when he gave that to the city and the city built it.
That's my recollection.
Yeah.
And but the design that we had a presentation last week, I think if this gets approved and figured out where the funding will come from, it'll be another beautiful park. We're losing park space. We're losing athletic fields. So this will add two baseball diamonds and possibly a soccer field as well.
Really? Okay.
We desperately need that.
Is there going to be enough parking down there? Or?
Yes. They're going to add, if I recall correctly, about 90 parking spots.
Nice.
And they won't be able to change the existing grade. They'll try to keep the parking stalls away from the homes that are down there.
So if the designers are smart, you know, just because, you know, well, I guess water polo just got over, but if we do have that flood year, they can, you know, use the soccer field maybe as a water polo field. I'm joking, but...
You'll have to talk to the school district about that. I'm not allowed to talk about that anymore.
Okay. All right. So that sounds
tongue in cheek.
Right.
All right. Vine Street, or South Vine Street, there's a bridge. So we have a design build that'll be on.
A bridge, you said?
Right. We're trying to realign. Where South Vine Street comes out right next to the off ramp,
that's going to go up to the stoplight. Yeah, correct. I remember when that went through like 5 years ago.
Well, it's been going on for a long time. Yeah. We're talking about it. So, as part of the agreement with the developers, the city had to take possession of that, put a bridge in.
Okay, so there's a creek back there or something.
Correct.
So, yeah, I remember.
Caltrans had to approve. And
yeah, I remember the realignment process because I sat on a board in Templeton when that happened, and we voted no. But because we didn't believe the traffic, how it was going to affect Templeton. We thought that was full of it. The engineers did not do a good
job.
Your
loss, sir. Forward-thinking Pastor Robles approved.
Well, we just thought we needed more money to fix our streets because it was going to create more traffic. And they said, oh, you're good about 15 cars. And I'm like, BS.
You're probably right about that.
Well, we'll be right back with a little more Sound Off. Again, if you want to call in, 238-5775. If you have any questions for Chris or comments on what's going on, we'd love to hear from you. And again, you're welcome to text in at 238-5775 too. We will be right back.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages finishing higher as expected. The central bank delivered a quarter-point rate cut at the conclusion of their two-day policy meeting. It's the third cut this year, bringing rates to a range of between 3.5% to 3.75%. The Fed is looking to slash rates once next year and also in 2027. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that the economy is not hot enough to spike inflation. That statement was good for markets today. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were higher, with industrials and healthcare advancing. Big tech and growth stocks underperformed, including Microsoft, Nvidia, and Meta. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow decliners, Microsoft, Walmart, and Nvidia. The Dow rising 497 points, the Nasdaq up 78, S&P 500 up 46. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
2025 is wrapping up, and here's the truth. Uncertainty isn't going anywhere. Noble Gold Investments help you protect what you've built with real gold and silver, stuff that holds value when everything else is melting down. This holiday season, the best gift you can give your family? Peace of mind. Don't wait for the next crash to blindside you. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com and get started today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Don't leave the future to chance. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
As you plan holiday parties, make it special this year at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Whether you're planning a company holiday party, a festive dinner with friends, or sparkling year-end celebration, Allegretto offers stunning views, inspired menus, and warm hospitality that make every gathering unforgettable. Let the team at Allegretto handle the details so you can raise a glass and enjoy the moment. Book your holiday party today, AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trust, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at WeHelpYouLegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
The Sound Off lines are open at 238-5775, 238-KPRL. The North County's listening to you on Sound Off.
And we are back. My name is Eric Gorham. I'm filling in for Karen Veeley. She's working on some stories at Calco's News, so go over there. I'm sure she'll have some new ones up. I saw a few new ones up this morning. A lot has been going on, a few things in Paso. And I know that KPRL has been covering those same things. So if you want to dig a little further, go over to Calco's News to check it out. We're back. So I'm hearing, where did we leave off? We were kind of done with the park, I think, right?
I think so, yeah.
And then, I was going to ask you, were telling me about some food trucks.
Food truck has been going on for a while now. I think we had some great planning staff, Katie Bannister and Piper Smith brought back some really good ideas at some of the ad hoc committee meetings, and we refine those, and they'll make their way back to council on Tuesday night, and some of their recommendations that I think the food truck operators can get behind and get some clarity on it and move forward.
It sounds like the city's kind of, while they're going to keep them up to standards, they're making it a little bit easier because a lot of these trucks go to different cities, counties for that matter. They could be correct. In Kern, they could be in Santa Barbara County, and kind of joining forces where, you got looked at in Santa Barbara, so you're good here, or vice versa.
And I think the reciprocity will be a really good idea, having days that we could get all of, like, the county health, our local inspection.
Right.
I'd do that twice a year in one location. The standardization of what is expected. For example, how big of a shade structure we standardize on 125 square feet, mm-hmm. not once, however they want to, the operator wants to define 125 square feet.
Right.
Same thing on the tables, 8 chairs. Instead of eliminating generators or having a $3,000 generator, have sound cover to mitigate the noise level.
And I think it's nice when you can see multiple counties, multiple cities working together to make things easier for business. And that's a huge complaint people have.
Yes.
That government makes things too hard. And this is a great thing I think Paso is getting involved with.
And working with enforcement to make sure that we'll call it a rogue food truck operator shows up, that they have to play by the same rules as our local food truck operators, mm-hmm. who take the time to get inspected, to have the health permits, everybody has to play by the same rules.
Right.
If you're on private property, if you have one day, all right, you don't need a temporary use permit. You can do that up to 7 times a year the way it's proposed. I don't know if that's what's going to pass on Tuesday night. But if you exceed 7 days, then you have to have a temporary use permit.
So we do have a text. We got one.
Excellent.
We reeled it in. It says, yes, Paso Robles, we are food truck friendly. Next is food cart.
Oop.
The RO asked Bausch to explain the possible 46 union permanent spot next to the food cart row. You know what that 46 is?
46 Union. So I'm assuming that is a suggestion that was made out by the ravine, 46 Union.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was made. I don't know if staff has had time to develop that. And there was some pushback. Some food truck operators liked it. That would be a good spot during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt like
they were, yeah, you're out there in the winter.
Okay, but it was like, okay, you're kind of banishing us during the wintertime. And I can see both points of view.
Yeah, yeah.
The other alternative that staff was going to consider would be maybe having a food truck court that we've seen in other cities,
mm-hmm.
and maybe having that once a month. And would staff want to administer having, you know, four or five or more food trucks? And how would you determine which trucks would show up?
Right.
Would you have a lottery? Would you have, you know, if you did it out at 46 in Union, sure, you could have a lot more out there. So, you know, I could see advantages, pros and cons, yeah. both areas.
Well, it seems like you could do a little both, too. You
sure.
know, summertime, you could be out there.
The other point to the text, food carts are different than food trucks. Food trucks are motorized. Food carts are not. We may have to go back and develop new standards for food carts. These are little push carts.
Yeah.
They're not allowed, the way I understood it, and I could be corrected on this, but carts are not allowed in pass rolls because most of our sidewalks are not wide enough to accommodate carts.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
So, I learned that during this
what kind of time frame do you think we're looking at for this this new venture passes?
For food carts?
Or just for the get the truck thing, everything settled. And
we can pass this on Tuesday night.
Oh, okay.
Ostensibly, we could pass this on Tuesday night. We did the food truck relatively quickly, faster than what people thought we could get it done. Hats off to Councilmember Gregory, and again, to Piper Smith and Katie Bannister. Warren Frace kind of led that, but I think they did a great job. So
right.
We can get that done quickly.
Yeah, and it's really nice to see Paso just kind of doing these things. It's nice to see bring more people to town, get more people out and about. And I look at it, you know, I think, and this is just my own you can disagree with me on this, but as, you know, fifth generation Paso, I mean, I'm now in Santa Margarita, I saw Paso going to the tourists and it bothered me. And I think some of this stuff is bringing back the locals into town to go have fun and enjoy the city. There was a few years where I was like, you know, especially when I was still living here, I'm like, man, it's about the locals, or it's not about the locals, it's about tourism. And I get that because we need that money. But it's nice to see, you know, we did so much work over so many years, Norma Moy, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting that downtown where it is. I mean, I remember it when it was Smith's Sporting Goods, and, you know, it was still great growing up with all that. But it's a different downtown. It's a beautiful downtown.
Yeah, right.
And it's kind of grown. And, yeah, I just hope that the people of the town get out there and enjoy it.
I think as Julie and I moved here in 86, 87. So we're still outsiders. We're still trying to find a place.
Get off my lawn.
Exactly. Chris. Right. I see a balance. And after being on school board for 10 years and city council for a couple of years, 3 years, the balance of outside influence, both on school board and on city council, city staff, I think it's a good balance,
mm-hmm.
A good balance of investment in business from outside interests.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, tourism and the sales tax dollars that it brings. We'll come back to that in just a moment. It's necessary. Too much influence is a bad thing in just about anything.
Right.
And it's really incumbent upon the leadership, city council in this case, to be careful of the economic engine and make sure that the driving forces balance out both the local interest and the generation and of dollars.
To some degree, to me, and we didn't really talk about this, but it's kind of imperative to me that the locals are really involved, because, you know, I'm sure PASLA's looking at this, but and hopefully the wine industry recovers, but there's a big decline in the wine industry, which is a lot of our tourist dollars as people coming here. And that was...
I think that's...
Sorry, we had some music for a minute and then it just stopped. I thought we were going to break, but we're not. Anyway, what I was saying was engaging those people. So if we lose some of that tourism, I don't think it's going to go away. But I think PASLA is a beautiful spot and known around, you know, really America. I mean, people want to come here. It's a great spot, and you have the beaches too, and you can go have a full, you know, wineries, beaches, etc. throughout this county. And I think it's a great place, but I think we, you know, might lose a little bit of that. And I don't know if the city's looking to that to other things or...
I think Chris, our new city manager, and by the way, we have our new assistant city manager that just started, David Malwitz, started, I believe, this week. He's been here kind of off and on, but officially started this week, so we wish him well and do a great job for us. City manager Chris Huot, I think most of us know him or have heard his name before. He started a visioning session with a company called Jacob Green and Associates, and he is trying to get us as city council to do visioning and goal setting and align that to our budget and our staff and our... I think that, to your point, will help us shift what the city council's focus should be. Not micromanaging, but setting our goals, seeing how are we achieving those goals, giving city manager his marching orders, evaluating how he achieves those through his staff.
Right.
Evaluating those and correcting those if necessary, getting us on track.
Right. And I literally watching PASLA, there was a while where I thought it got a little off track, but I think things are getting back. I know there's still some water issues, and I don't really even want to talk about those right now. But I think, you know, the downtown, everything where... You know, and the different plans for the city, et cetera, are on track and going forward. And I kind of like what I see. I think we're back, you know, and I appreciate that. Even though I don't live here anymore, I grew up here. My family grew up here down the line. So I have a vested interest in this town. I always will. And I like to see it flourish. And I think it's a great place, you know. So
we kind of a nice segue, if we could. We have... another issue coming up on Tuesday night. SLOCOG is back. San Luis Obispo Council of Governments, and they're going to take another bite at the apple for a sales tax increase.
That's a half cent or what is it?
Yep. They listened to our criticisms that failed 2 years ago or in 2024. Voters did not give them an approval. PASO's sales tax measure for roads and safety passed. That put a cap on the maximum amount of sales tax that can be collected. So for SLOCOG's measure to pass, there has to be a special dispensation to increase.
Would that be the city council, or would that have to go to a vote?
It has to go through special legislation from Senator John Laird is going to help get that passed in Sacramento.
Okay.
So if that passes, and that's kind of a foregone conclusion, it'll be an effort. They've had a lot of meetings already.
So... so let me ask you this then. I know, you know, I mean, a lot of the audience here, when they hear new tax, they cringe, and it's
me,
not
me being one of them.
But and in the past, I think what a lot of people have seen with slow cog is where the money goes, and it's not necessarily PASO. They're taking taxes from around the county and then putting them where they think they belong. And it's, you know, what I think we were talking earlier, you're telling me like Pismo and Paso are kind of the show horses for that of money, but they're not necessarily getting the services.
We generate most of the money and we get very little of it. Let's talk about this when we come back.
We'll be right back with the last segment of Sound Off.
Propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online deltaliquidenergy.com.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Say big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between the curb rail and Moore Roads.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slo Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slo Holiday Lights. That's Slo Holiday Lights.
And welcome back to Sound Off. My name's Eric Gorham. We have Councilman Chris Bausch in studio with us. And we were just on the verge of talking about a new, basically, road tax. They're looking at a half-cent sales tax increase with slow cog. And you were kind of telling me there could be some benefit to this. So let's hear that.
I think I was against this couple of years ago. I'm running out of things to push back on right now because they did a good job of listening to our pushbacks. Long story short, and I'm not sure this is going to be the final draft, but this is what we're going to hear on Tuesday night. Out of money that is collected here in North County, here in Paso Robles, there would be about 50-55% would be discretionary. In other words, city council would be able to decide how to spend that money.
Okay.
And then 40% of the money collected would be part of our regional corridor improvements. Don't ask me to explain that. We don't have time right now. We'll come back to that. That means we get most of that money would be spent here in North County. That's huge.
Yeah, and I think when people may be listening to that, they may be, well, most of the money. But if you look at what's being spent here now, that's a vast improvement.
Big. And then a lot of that money would be spent out in, you know, the outlying areas, you know, that we're talking the wineries and where, mm-hmm. where tourists go. So that's a good improvement. The big thing for me is that SLOCOG has offered to cap admin expenses at 1%. That is a big, big improvement.
Right.
SLOCOG, the other point that we have to really define is that SLOCOG is not a county agency.
Right.
It might have been at one time.
It should be.
Whoever split it off, can we put it back as a county? I don't know. I'm not that well versed in that, but it's not a county organization. So look for that discussion. It's not. We're not going to vote on that Tuesday night, but it's going to be a file.
And it does sound like a good meeting to be at if you're interested in what's going on. It sounds like there's a lot kind of coming up on Tuesday.
It's the end of the year meeting. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Right.
Just before we go, we have a New Year's Eve. Before that, Coffee with a Cop on December 18th at Black Sheep Coffee. With the last meeting we had was a lot of fun. Learned a lot. Try to make that. And then New Year's Eve bonfire, obviously on December 31st. It starts at 7 p.m. downtown City Park. And I think that's... the Pastorals Concerts in the Park, they're seeking musical talent for the 26th summer season. They're looking for talent already. So,
right.
Eric, you play.
Oh yeah, I do a lot of singing in the shower.
And, yeah, you should go try out.
You got to try out. You can't just put me up there.
Send your demo tape. You'd be good at that. All right, that's everything. Thanks.
All right, so I just had someone saying they're trying to call in. Try again. Maybe we missed you. I got a text. It says it won't go through. I wonder why. We must be having some kind of problem because my lines aren't lighting up here, but maybe try texting if you can. I'm not sure why why the phone lines aren't going through. It looks like everything is set the way it should be. Or feel free to text me. I know who's trying to get through, and she probably has something that's good to say. We got a school board, Templeton school board member wanting to call in, and for some reason the phone lines aren't working. This I'm going to go back. We started with this weekend and last weekend in December.
This is just, I think, quintessential Pastor Robles.
It is.
And this is, we can celebrate multi-faith. We can enjoy being downtown. We can shop with abandon. We can celebrate. We can walk through our parks with safety.
Right.
We can enjoy each other's company. We have amazing restaurants. We have just wonderful shops and warm, friendly shop.
Right. And I think if you haven't been to Paso in December in a few years, you're missing out, because a lot has changed. What about 2 years ago, they really started taking the park seriously? Was it last year?
A couple of years ago, Frieda Berman started working with downtown merchants. Frieda was. We have so many wonderful members of the Paso Robles City team, staff members, and Frieda is just the best leader, and just too many to name here, but we are just blessed here.
So getting some text, basically, and I'm sorry if the phone lines aren't working. Going back to SLOCOG and the half-cent sales tax, basically the texter is saying it's because they're losing revenue due to electric vehicles. that they had listened to the slow card presentation of this at the Heritage Foundation. And
can't argue with that.
Right. And I think, you know, I'm kind of interested. I feel like this is going to go through, and I hope it only goes through for electric vehicles, is this mileage tax, which could be a game changer.
You would segregate that solely for electric vehicles?
I would. I'm not saying that's what the state is talking about
doing. So are we nominating you for governor?
Yes. If I had my way, at least for that issue, I'll be governor for the day. But I feel like, you know, that the whole thing has been, how do we tax these electric vehicles that, you know, have, for one, gotten a, you know, kind of a free pass because the state has been trying to promote them. But now there's so many that it's costing the DMV money, it's costing everyone money. And to me, a mileage tax makes sense. But I, you know, as somebody that has to buy gas and pay taxes on that gas, I don't want to pay a mileage tax too.
On top of the gas tax.
You know what I mean? So it makes sense to me to, for electric vehicles, to have to pay a mileage tax.
And the DMV could collect that tax when, at the time of registration and re-registration.
Right. And, you know, there's different ways to do it. Most of these new cars, to me, they're already so computerized, they could probably send it to the DMV on their own, which I don't know if I like that idea because it seems a little intrusive, but it's just like going to me, you got to go get your car smogged. Well, maybe you go in and they just say, you drove this many miles. You know what I mean? They report your mileage or what. I don't really care how they do it. I think there's smarter people than me to figure that out. But I think that's how it should be. I don't like the idea of a mileage tax for everyone. Because why do I get double taxed and you get single taxed? You know what I mean? And with cap and trade and everything else, they're not going to stop taxing gas. It's just going to go up. So,
right.
So, yeah, I don't want to keep paying. And, you know, I
think the inherent fairness, and, you know, we talked a lot about DEI and, you know, what's equitable, but apparently equity doesn't count when it comes to road tax.
Yeah, right.
That's a different issue.
But yeah, I have a feeling that is coming in the next year or two, maybe three. This, I know it's been talked about a lot by the state of California doing a mileage tax, and, you know, preferably to me, and I've heard it been across the board, but to me it would be just for electric vehicles, and hopefully, you know, Slow Cog and every other groups would get a piece of that pie. But we have a few more minutes, and I still want to hit up, you know, back where we started. I mean, this weekend is a great weekend to be in town. And Chris is playing slot pokers over here. Yeah, I think he just won. But we have, I think, one of the greatest events Paso has every year, and that is the Vine Street. And, you know, and not necessarily the city, it's a great event. Vine Street, you know, you've got Scrooge, you have Caroline, you have Santa Claus, you have Mrs. Claus, you have beautiful Victorians decorated to the hilt, and then you have downtown Paso to go enjoy after that.
And you have, like I said, you have carolers, you have period costumes, you have strolling minstrels.
I still think Scrooge is the star of the show. He's up there on the balcony yelling at everybody. But,
well, you're kind of kindred spirits, so you probably would enjoy that.
Can I do that and be the governor? If I can be the governor and be Scrooge,
this is California, Eric. You can do anything you want. Absolutely.
All right, I got to make sure I'm woke enough. But okay, all right. But yeah,
do so at your peril,
right? But no, December in Paso, I think it's wonderful. I think in the county, there's nothing else like December in Paso. I mean, you kind of have Cambria that has their light deal, but
it is definitely California. It's awfully warm though. I mean, I'm used to being cold in December in Paso. This is unseasonably warm
right now. Well, Chris, I appreciate you coming in. We were looking for somebody from the city council to come in, and you saved us. We got to hear what's going on, and I appreciate that.
My pleasure. Merry Christmas, Eric.
Merry Christmas. And if I don't see you, have a happy new year too.
Thank you. Likewise. We'll
This hour of Sound Off was brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals across the parking lot from the movie theater in Atascadero. Honest, veteran-owned. Buy or sell precious metals with integrity. Monday through Friday, 10 to 3.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.